Good afternoon, gamblers.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to you, Todd. You served.
Thanks, buddy. And to all the men and women who have ever served or are serving in the armed forces, especially those that made the ultimate sacrifice.
Correct.
Especially those. Bro Bretts, not only respect you, but we thank you.
Correct, because we wouldn't be able to hear and be able to be degenerates without you.
That's right.
But just because it's a vacation day or a holiday doesn't mean that there's not money to be won.
No. And if we were a communist country, we would never get paid out on these bets.
But we do because we're here.
Yes.
Follow our action, myaction.app/BroBroBets, or on Twitter @BroBroBets. You could tweet us there, ask us any questions, do whatever you want. We are here for you. Today it's just Todd and I. Gorms is on a little Memorial Day trip.
Nice.
You know what? He deserves it.
He does. He deserves it.
You know what? He's been taking too much heat, by the way, on the Twitter sphere.
Yeah.
The guy goes out on a limb, tries to make a couple WNBA picks for you guys, and you roast them.
They're not always going to work out.
Listen, it was the first game of the first games of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were coming at him hard, you know, because you're only as good as your last bets.
Correct.
I get that. People forget about all the great picks he has made in the past.
Yes.
Overall, though, guy's got a solid record.
The best part about it was that for our best bets on Friday, I had the Cubs, which first five, which they won. Let me see here. 4-1. We're up after five. I believe they blew that lead, though, and lost the game. Mm. But that's why you take first fives.
Yeah.
Todd, you had the D-backs against San Francisco. Very, very easy cover. They up 11-2 after five. And Gorms had the New York Yankees, who were winning 6-5 after five. So he would be 1-0 in best bets. But he got cocky at the end and switched his best bet from the New York Yankees to the Atlanta WNBA team, whoever the fuck they are, to Atlanta -9. And
ballsy.
And they did not cover. So as far as best bets are concerned, Todd and I are both 1-0 to start the week.
Let's go.
Gorms, who does not have a crown, he makes terrible decisions like that, is currently 0-1 on the week for best bets. So with that being said, you want to get into – well, I have Gorms's.
Let's start off with Gorms. He mailed it in, right?
Yeah, he mailed it in. Fucking got here by carrier pigeon earlier
nice.
Today. He's taking the Reds at home. And money line. And my guess here is that it's a double header actually today. But I didn't clarify with him. But my guess here is that he's taking the one where, because I'm going to take the same one, but I'm actually going to go run line. It's the game where Luis Castillo is on the mound.
It has to be, yeah.
Versus Nick Kingham, Nick Kingham is an 8.76 ERA versus Luis Castillo, who for the so far this season was at one point probably the best pitcher, playing the best out of anyone in the league. So I assume Gorms is going with Reds.
Mm-hmm.
Reds money line right there, Luis Castillo versus Nick Kingham. Would you agree with that one?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to take that myself as a first five money line, but I'll agree with the game line.
Okay.
That. Yeah.
All right, so what's your best bet then?
My best bet, since that one's taken, I'm going to take – we got the Chicago White Sox.
I'm going to take
the money line at home versus Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Homer Bailey's on the hill for Kansas City. He's allowed 10 earned runs his last two starts while only lasting 6 innings total. He is a mess right now. And Ivan Nova.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the start for the White Sox. And he started off terribly, but evidently as of late, pretty strong. They've won 4 of his last 5 starts. Kansas City is 7-17 against the spread on the road, 4-12 against the spread when the line is -120 to +110, and the White Sox are 6-4 against the spread as the home favorite. I like everything about this bet.
All right, so you going first five or money line?
I'm full going game. Money line.
All right, full game. So we got Reds and White Sox money line so far. Mm-hmm. I am going to go Oakland A's first five versus the Los Angeles Angels. Chris Bassett is on the mound for the A's, and he takes his 2.4 ERA onto the mound against Trevor Cahill, who has a great 6.5 ERA this year for the Angels, and we know how good the Angels are at batting. They're not very good, so I'm going Oakland A's first five against the Los Angeles Angels. So
seems
that's
like
mine.
An easy one.
Yep. You got any thoughts on the hockey game tonight?
I just have a feeling that the Bruins are just going
not.
To have an easy go of it. I don't know why. I don't want that to happen.
No.
Obviously, I detest that city sports-wise, but my gut, I'm not a hockey guy. So I can't even support this. I just, my gut says the Bruins are going to have their way.
Okay. Yes, and that's where the money is. They're minus 160, I believe. I don't know if I said this on Friday. The time off is a real thing. They've been off for like 10 days. Mm-hmm. They could possibly come out slow. So like if I was going to bet the game, I'm not going to put minus 160 on the Bruins to win, especially when St. Louis is really good on the road. So if I had to make a bet just for value-wise and possibilities, I'm probably going to, because I'm a degenerate, I'm probably going to put some money on the Blues at plus 145 is what I'm seeing them right now. Just something, just, hey, just
there's
something
value there.
Just something to think about. Just something to think about. Yeah, there's value. Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And this is a value. This is a value game we're playing here.
It's a value-driven game we run here.
Okay. So, other than that, the NBA Finals will not be starting until Thursday. So all we have left for today is baseball. We've already given you out Reds money line, White Sox money line, and I went with the A's first five. Todd, do you have any more baseball picks for today?
I do. Milwaukee at Minnesota. I'm going to take the under.
Okay.
9.5 runs. The under has hit in all five of Gio Gonzalez's starts this year for the Brewers. Mm-hmm. The under hit 60% of home games for the Twins and 68% of road games for the Brewers. And for the Brewers, 80% of their road games when the line is 9 runs or more.
Oh,
I really
nice
like
little,
that bet.
Nice little stat there, yeah. Todd.
I mean, two teams that can score. But when I saw this, science said, hey, take the under.
Just because it's a holiday doesn't mean the old fucking Statty Todd didn't do his work this
That's
morning.
That's right, baby.
And it's five. Under five is a nice little, and it's even money under five, so not a bad little bet there. I was leaning.
I took the game.
For oh, you did. You're taking game. Gun. Yeah, game total. Under 9.5. Mm-hmm. All right, so minus 115 on that. Mm-hmm. I was leaning first five Brewers here just because Gio Gonzalez has been better than Pineda.
Mm-hmm.
But it's scary to go against the Twins right now. The Twins might be the best team in baseball right now.
Yeah,
definitely. And they score, and they fucking score, and they just it's tough.
It's a difficult decision. I'm with you. You want to go with Gonzalez, obviously.
Uh huh.
But man, the Twins are scary.
I might do it as a personal bet, but I'm going to leave it off of our cup of coffee a day parlay. As far
hey, look
as
at you looking out for the listeners,
that's what I do here. That's what I do here. So
I like it.
So I got a toe in the water for the Brewers' first five with Gio Gonzalez, who has a 2.3 ERA versus Pineda, who has a 5.4 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
But the Twins are just too hot for me to go against. Tossing this up is possibly one of my best bets, but I'm just going to go in it as putting in the parlay. Even money, first five, Arizona Diamondbacks. Zach Greinke's on the mound, and Greinke has been absolutely unbelievable so far this season and as of late. I believe when I took him last, he had like one earned run in his last three games, and he had an incredible performance and hit a home run in his last games.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking him today against the Rockies, taking Greinke first five plus 100 for that. You got any more baseball picks?
I do. You want to hear a weird one?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got one. It's way outside the box here, but okay. Hear me out. Miami at Washington.
Okay.
I'm going to take the first five over runs. And that's going to sound crazy to people that listen to the show a lot because of how we usually treat Miami when we're in this situation. Because Miami, as we know, last in the league in runs scored in the first five. And Washington is 21st in the league.
They've been hot.
But I'm not going against science here. I'm actually using science to my advantage. I'm just coming at it from a different angle. I'm going to use the pitching matchup because Jose Urania for the Marlins is the least profitable first five pitcher in the league. He's 1-9. And Max Scherzer for the Nationals is the 10th least profitable first five inning pitcher at 3-6-2. So I'm going to take the first five over. Because here's what I wanted to just take Washington first five money line, but it's minus 310.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no value there, but I can get this first five over at minus 115.
Well, and so Jose Urena is last because Miami's terrible.
Right.
And then Scherzer hasn't been good as far as betting on him because as someone who's been incredible the last 10 years, who's won multiple Cy Youngs, he's always dealing with minus 280, minus 330 money lines and shit like that. So when he loses, which he's done a lot this year. If I'm looking at it right now,
yeah,
Scherzer is 2-7 or something like that. So that's how you lose money with Scherzer. But yeah, I like that. I like that pick, Todd.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those. It's not going to be a popular bet, but yep. I think both pitchers are just going to give it up. We're going to see a high scoring game, especially early.
Mm-hmm. And the Marlins have been scoring a lot more recently than they have or than they did in the beginning.
Their
of the
numbers
season.
Are going up.
All right, so I am going to go with an under first five, and it's going to be two guys who have also won a Cy Young, DeGrom and Kershaw, under first five. I'm going under. It's 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
It's a low number, and there's -125 juice on the under first five because these guys are so good. But, I mean, they're both fucking – they're both incredible pitchers. DeGrom – had a little bit of an elbow injury in the middle of the season there, but he's back. His last game, he only gave up one earned run, I believe. So I'm going with DeGrom and Kershaw under first five Mets and Dodgers. You got any more, Todd?
I got one more.
Okay, go.
Another sneaky one. Okay. We'll take a Baltimore money line at home against Detroit. You listen, both teams suck.
Yep.
Neither pitcher in this game is great by any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. But what I like here is that the Tigers are starting a lefty in Daniel Norris. Baltimore is way better against lefties than they are righties. They're like 12th in the league hitting against lefties. They're like 21st in the league hitting against righties. Conversely, the Orioles are starting a righty, and Detroit is 27th in the league against righties.
Okay, Tony boy.
Probably even worse than that against lefties. I don't know. But I like that Baltimore, for one, is at home, and two, that they're facing a lefty. So I think this is a sneaky good pick.
Awesome. Awesome.
Detroit also like 28th in the league hitting on the road. So
Detroit's been, if I remember correctly, on Saturday, they had lost 9 in a row. I don't know what they did Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I was drinking. I apologize. I was drinking. But, yeah, so they lost 9 in a row on Friday. I'm not sure what they've done since. But, yeah, going against Detroit right now is a really, 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 really solid pick. So those are all – you done with baseball picks?
I am done with baseball picks.
Looking back here, the Tigers, they did win on the 24th. So they did get win one. They won one against the Mets, and then they lost two in a row. So they're back on a losing streak. You don't have to worry about them being due for a win.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so cup of coffee a day parlay for your Monday Memorial Day parlay. We have the Cincinnati Reds, first game of the doubleheader from Gorm's, best bet, -220. I'm taking the run line. I don't think the Pirates are going to keep it close in that one.
I don't either.
Chicago White Sox, -120 from Todd. You got the A's first five from me. Brewers and Twins, under 9.5 from Todd. Was it correct? Was that under? Am I correct there?
Yeah, under 9.5.
Arizona Diamondbacks from me. Then you got the Marlins and Nationals over 4, first five from Todd. Mets and Dodgers under from me with DeGrom and Kershaw on the mound. And then we have the Baltimore Orioles. And that comes out to a nice, cool $5 to win $540.
Let's go.
A little Memorial Day treat from us to you. Once again, send us all your best bets. Follow us to myaction.app/rubberbets and on Twitter @rubberbets. And we will be back tomorrow with everyone. And we'll be running through a little NBA preview, MLB, and back with hockey as well. And
most of the people are off for Memorial Day
today.
Yes,
correct.
So go out. Get you some day drinking done, put down your bets, and enjoy your fucking self.
Be safe.
Make $540.
Make $540, and we wish you good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.